Hello, Seagun, British Embassy, Peking, huh?
Hello, sir. Information here. Japanese are closing in on Peking.
Then you must take every precaution.
I have, sir. 20 armed men on the roof of the building. We've sandbagged the entrance.
Good.
3 battalions of guards in slit trenches. Yes. And I've mined the whole area around me.
Good man. Where are you speaking from?
A phone box in East Acton.
Splendid fellow. I'll see you get needle, noddle, no, and bar for this.
Thank you, sir. I must go now. My wife's boiling over.
I wonder who he was.
Jim Pills.
Thank you. Things look pretty grim. The situation calls for immediate action. First, I must evacuate the British residence.
Oh, Neddy. I want to see you.
This was Lord Gritpipe Thin, British Consul General. How cool he looked in his porcelain vest and automatic self-igniting boots.
Neddy, Major Bloodnock has been detailed to order a plane to fly the British residents to safety. Would you be at Peking Airport between midday and noon?
I'll get ready. Wong?
Yes, sir?
Wong, I'm leaving for England.
Oh.
Pack my sleeping bag and send the other one home.
Please, sir, cannot my brother, Jim Wong, and I come with you?
Sorry, Wong. Only English people are allowed on the plane.
But, sir, we can pretend we are English.
Nonsense. You know very well two Wongs don't make a white.
They are wishing to know that.
Well said, Neddy. Who is it says that you haven't got a sense of humor?
Everybody.
Yes. Well, I'll see you at the airport in Scrimson's Scrimsonars.
Sorry, sir. I can't be there until 5:30 Scrimsons.
Very well, then 5:30 Scrimsons. But don't be more than a Scrimson late, will you?
I'll be there, dead on Scrimsons.
Needle Noddle Scrimson.